21h,
Maximum DJs.
Les meilleurs DJs alternatifs et underground.
Maximum DJs avec
LPGOB.
This is LPGOB.
Listen up, children.
You are listening to Femme House Radio.
I said, listen up, children.
Say hello.
A wonderful night is made as much by the dancers as the music. Guided as much by the spirit of joy in the room as by the hand which reaches for the next record. Each of us has a role in tonight's experience. We all play in the band. I said, we all play in the band. Here we
go. This is LPGOB and I founded Femme House, a 501c3 foundation, an educational platform that teaches the technical areas of music making for women, non-binary, trans, and other marginalized gender identities. Every week, I will be interviewing and spotlighting women in music while bringing you the best dance tunes from around the world.
Femme House Radio. This week's guest, Claire George.
Purified, I wanna feel that ocean on my skin, I wanna run to my love.
Maximum DJs.
Avec en mix
LPGOB.
My heart at a watering hole somewhere in small town Ohio. Headed out west to Arizona, cause the East Coast family's too cool, cool, cool. Easy come, easy go. Got a fast car with the 90s on. Not a soul on the road, but the road is home. Smiles for miles, up on my face. Cause it feels so good, singing in the mirror like it's Hollywood. Life is getting shorter, gotta drink it up. Time to shine like I know you should. Slide to the left, then slide to the right. Jump in the air till you're 10 feet high. Yeah, come on, make it your life. Smiles for miles, up on my face.
What's happening? Her Mix a Lot here. I'm filling in for LPGOB today, in case you're wondering. I am with literally one of my most treasured loved ones, Claire George, the incredible, the talented, the beyond words. I'm going to let Claire take it away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Claire George. I'm an artist and a producer. Dear friends with the FemHouse crew since day one. And I also work at Ableton now. And so we've gotten to work together on the other side of things. I'm at LP. I think you and I met at a music festival with my old band in San Francisco. And then we reunited in Los Angeles. Here we are. Then I start
working. Girl, why did I just remember that we have a whole ass song together?
Why do you know that I'm about to play that on this mix?
That is crazy. What a day that was. Claire, what actually, like literally, what is your title at Ableton?
Yeah, what is my role? It's shifted a little bit and it's continuing to shift, but I run the marketing and sales team in the US. But I started out doing partnerships, which I still do underneath the umbrella of marketing. So it includes like content, partnerships, and working with nonprofits, working with press partners, working with artists.
We have a course coming out together. For those of you that don't know, we are redoing our most famous, most popular course, Intro to Ableton, and we're updating it with Claire's help and all the fine folks at Ableton. And this is going to be all about Ableton 12. And I think this is going to play on Friday. So if you're watching this on Friday, if you're listening to this on Friday, go sign up right now. You can do that right now. But you guys have helped us tremendously. We're going to like break in the new Ableton spaces with some IRL stuff, which is really fun and a real full circle moment for us. Because for those of you listening that don't know, we had our very first FemHouse session with like 12 girls at Ableton Studios in Pasadena. So like, I know you only as an artist, and I remember the first time like we were on like separate ends of like the bargaining table, if you will, as like FemHouse and Ableton. I was just like, not me having to talk to my friend professionally. But Claire, what's your, tell the people, what is your superhero origin story?
I was always a singer growing up, loved singing, annoyed my whole family, blah, blah, blah. And then didn't really like do anything with that until after college when I was in my accounting world. I was like, I can't do this. I need to do something creative. I want to perform. I love music. And so I joined a band via Craigslist. Fast forward, I was a singer at a festival, Bottle Rock, which is where we met, and decided to launch my own project, which I release on a label called Cassine. And yeah, produced my first EP with my friend Cassia. And then I moved on to my album, and then did some touring during the pandemic. Couldn't tour my album. So I ended up getting a job and working at Ableton. And yeah, I still tour. I'm allowed to tour with work, which is a really amazing benefit to working there as well. You know, they're very supportive artists. And I also have amazing like colleagues who are also super rad artists. And like every other week, I'll just be like, get an email from someone. It's like, here's my Boiler Room DJ set. Like, who are you?
I sort of separate your sonic identity into DJ and also like artist and also producer. So like, explain to the girlies the sonic difference in all your many facets.
So my solo project, Claire George, is more kind of like the indie electronic stuff, a little more like down tempo. There are some house elements. And then I like do a lot of collaboration and remixes on the side, which is with other producers. I've done some features on a lot of the Dirty Bird stuff, working on some collaborative projects now. And then, yeah, the production stuff, I incorporate into all of it. We talked about Club Claire, which is kind of a mixtape with some of my producer friends, all featured. Because it's like, you know, I get asked to be on various, to do vocal features on other projects, but I'm kind of like, I want to do like a collaborative project. And as I've gotten older, I think when I was younger, I wanted to prove that I was like a producer and that I could do it. And so I was a lot more like
self-contained, insular.
Yeah, super self-contained. But now it's just like collaboration is just so much more fun. I just finished. So I just made this project that's like an ambient project. And I'm going to put it out under a different name called Kettles. So that'll be coming out soon.
You just finished a track with Baby Weight and it's on this mix that you're giving us. I just finished a track with Baby Weight last week in LA. What can the dolls expect from this DJ mix of yours?
So I'm going to have quite a few of my Ableton community members in there. So some of my coworkers, Aroha, who's a DJ and producer, and I work closely with her, and she's based in Melbourne. Check out her ballroom set. Sanaya, aka Sand Dunes, who is a Ableton certified trainer, who's also going to be a part of the Femhouse project.
Tell me one thing that you want everybody to come away with knowing about you after listening to this mix and watching our delightful interaction.
I wanna work with you. You know, I wanna collab. I'm like open to hearing people's ideas and to just like meeting people. I don't know, I'm just such a, I'm really in my collaborative phase these days. So like know that about me and know that if you have ideas that you're excited about, I wanna hear them. And help you share them with the world if I can. And
you heard her. This is going on SoundCloud. This is going on YouTube. This is going Mixcloud. So if you're listening or you're watching, hop in the comments. This has been a very emotional episode of Femhouse Radio. I'm your co-founder and executive director, Her Mix a Lot, filling in for my bestie, LPGOB. Get well, LP. We love you. Claire Bear, an honor.
I love you. Thank you for
having
me.
See you guys.
House Radio.
Maximum DJs.
Avec en mix
LPGOB.
know where you are listening from. Hashtag Femhouse Radio.
Thank you.
Maximum DJs.
Avec en mix
LPGOB.
And now the Femme House Hymn of the Week.
LPGOB.
Yep.